you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. My tooth fucking slipped. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast from iTunes or Stitcher. crabdiving.com, wherever the fuck you get us, however, under whatever circumstances, we appreciate the ice skating fuck out of it.
Oh, I love that. It's now, summer though.
Well, you know, one can dream. It's
global warming.
That's right. It's winter somewhere. Our friends down under,
right?
I think I've got a down under
in
story.
Australia. It's never winter there, isn't it? Always hot.
No.
What?
They're like the opposite of us.
Why do they have all those fucking snakes? Australia.
Well, but the farther south you go is like the farther north you go here.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good fucking point.
I got a life force.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, I'm not forgetting. I am not forgetting.
Yeah, I got a couple extra Alex Jones clips extra also for today. Thanks for joining us on this lovely Wednesday. Holy shit, I can't tell you how many lines I had to add to the crab diving spreadsheet for this show.
Say your name, though. Your name.
Patrick Vile.
Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the fucking showlet.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Holy fuck, man. What do you think meetings are like at awesome. The InfoWars compound? They gotta have production meetings and shit.
Maybe he's like, he went to Juilliard and shit. Maybe it really is a character. And he's like, all right, fellows, today on the show, I'll be doing my, light the fires of
humans. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere and humans are turning on everywhere.
Oh my God. It's going to be like when you listen to Rick from the Walking Dead on the special features. And you're like, why the fuck is he from England? Fuck you.
I think I said this before on the show, but I had seen him in, I think it's called Teachers. It's a British show. It's really good.
Teachers.
And it's very British, and he's very British, and he was one of the stars of Teachers. So I'd seen him in that first. So when I saw the first Walking Dead, I was like, whoa, okay.
I can't believe Rick is British, and Lieutenant Dan's got fucking legs.
Yeah, he does a really good American accent.
Yeah, he's good at it. Do you have a problem with all these fucking Brits coming across the pond and taking all our jobs playing rednecks and shit?
No, because they're good actors. tweet us during the show if thou likest at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out. And swear and say bad words about our friends on the right.
Oh, yes.
Especially with all the Trumpian ball sucking that's still kind of going on.
Don't you feel
Although
like...
a couple of rats have...
Oh, yes.
Apparently maybe diving off the ship.
Are you talking about some of the GOP, like Chaffetz?
Yeah.
Growing a tiny, tiny, wee little sack?
Sort of. He just said more info. God. But there was one. There was one. I've got it later somewhere in here. There's a Republican member of Congress, two of them now, I believe, in the House, who have said that they are maybe we should have an independent prosecutor.
We should or
should.
Yeah. God,
which basically
guys.
Means they're jumping off the Trump train.
Yeah.
And they're both from purple states.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all they're doing.
They're calculating.
Is right. Girding their assholes and protecting themselves.
And meanwhile, I mean, I don't mean to sound overly dramatic, but don't you think our security as a nation is kind of threatened at this point? We don't know what is going on in the White House, but yet these Republicans are sitting around with their thumbs up their ass, not giving a fuck.
Right.
I mean, this is like, this is cartoonishly selfish. I mean, they just don't fucking care.
Yeah, I don't know if they just think it'll go away or... I don't get it. I don't know. Mitch the bitch. I don't know Mitch McConnell. I don't understand his.
What an asshole.
Is he seriously that craven and that anti-American, anti-democracy that he just is in order for them to somehow bottle fuck the poor some more.
Yes. We shall bottle fuck you.
Broken bottle fuck the poor some more.
Straight that, away.
Yeah, that they, in order for him to do that, make himself and his rich white buddies richer and whiter. Because or make the country whiter.
Because there's no way his state, Kentucky, is going blue. That's why he's able to do this, right? Because he knows his constituents so well. He's going to spin this like he's looking out for the good of the country, right? What is that pussy? Who? I said pussy.
Mitch?
Yeah. What is he afraid of? Like coming out against
mirrors?
Yeah. Gotta be terrible. Well, he doesn't have he's not going to see anything if he looks in a
true,
mirror.
True. Yeah.
No reflection there. But I mean, what's he scared of?
Great. Now the vampires are going to be mad at us.
I would be too. Yeah, you right. compared me to Mitch. Right. Good God. I'm immortal and I got superpowers. Fuck you.
Look what they did to vampires with that well, Twilight series, man. Oh, I mean, now my. They run around the daylight, and fucking not only God. Do they run around the daylight, but they glisten.
Yeah.
Like they're permanently glittery.
Aren't we scared of them? I mean,
well, yeah,
they're vampires.
Mean, some of them get a little bitey in the movie, yes. but could of you, which I think I saw one and a half.
Bites?
Twilight movies.
Twilight. Oh, my God, dude. I have tried to watch those.
I saw the first one.
Horrible.
And I think part of the second.
Fuck you.
Until I had to chew my arm off and crawl out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, it's like watching a bunch of guys. It's like watching a structure ad. It's like watching male models run around. And I got to tell you something. If I'm an immortal vampire and I've been around for like 700 years, shaving my chest, I will not.
Right.
Fuck you.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
Oh, my God.
Let's just...
he's a throwback.
I'm a throwback.
To, like, what we evolved from.
Before we dive into Alex Jones land, let's plunge into the headlines and see exactly which aspect of the utter and total shit show that's going on in the yes. White House. This is... How many times do we have to say this? Everything we expected and so much more.
Yeah. I mean, we expected it because he said a lot of it. He said he was going to do a lot of it.
I guess, right. The one time he didn't lie.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't fucking lie.
Yeah, I'm sure it's part of the headline, so.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower,
Los Angeles, California.
Dateline, May the 17th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I like to fight, too.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Fate.
Huff Post.
I'm a douchebag, I am.
POST is difficult to say with a new device in your mouth.
Oh, so you like the new name of it, the HuffPo.
No, the st is still in there, HuffPost.
I thought they changed it to HuffPo.
No, they should have, because that's what everybody calls it.
Yes, I'm sorry, my mistake. HuffPost.
The headline says, impeachment talk begins.
Oh, geez, guys.
What a shock. Actually, some of us have been talking about it since January 20th. I don't know, noonish.
Can I pose a question to the floor? Can I?
Please, the chair recognizes. I don't know why I'm the chair.
Yes.
The chair recognizes the delegate from we're both Pensacola.
Chairs. We're both in chairs. Why? Imagine if this, it's impossible to imagine because this would never happen in an Obama administration because it's no drama Obama. But if this shit was going on with Obama, how fast would the Democrats already, they would already have had a special prosecutor. They would have already started impeachment proceedings.
Right. Or put the name Hillary Clinton having done all this instead of Donald Trump. And I mean, they'd be burning her in effigy.
Oh, yes.
Around the country.
And I think it helps that he's a rich white guy, you know.
Well, yeah, they're in charge.
This is so disgusting. It's so disgusting. You think about all the bullshit he's into.
This Nobody is cares. Awesome. Finally into the House of Representatives record. Representative Al Green from Texas.
Yes.
Has used the I word.
Oh, shit, Al.
In an impassioned speech on the House floor today.
Impassioned.
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America for obstruction of justice. I do not do this for political purposes, Mr. Speaker. I do this because I believe in the great ideals that this country stands for. Liberty and justice for all. The notion that we should have government of the people, by the people, for the people. I do it because, Mr. Speaker, there is a belief in this country that no one is above the law. And that includes the president.
But I get to make the law, right? I thought that was part of the deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to make America great again.
Right. He kind of missed on that, didn't he? I mean, how do you define great?
It's not going great right now.
No.
And he's supposedly pissy about how they're not recognizing all of his accomplishments. It's like, who, what, please educate us.
Oh, yeah.
Not how many of those ridiculous executive orders had a tenth of reality in them or a tenth of anything actionable in them. Yeah. It's like, I really think we should build a wall. Signed, Donald J. Trump.
I think that we should keep Muslims out of the country.
And that one, the ones that actually seem to have had actual policy or whatever effects are the ones that are being held up in the courts.
They're all bullshit. I'm not sure that we're going out live, just letting you know. I don't know. God.
Well,
I mean, it is kind of insane. I mean,
it's trying to reset the stream here.
Resetting the stream.
But we've been recording, so hey, thanks for listening to us. You get a bonus. Those listening live are, you know, Uckfade.
You are Uckfade. We're all Uckfade, though. I mean, can you imagine we voted for a guy that said he wanted to build a wall between us and Mexico, and then the first day he's going to deport every, I don't know, all brown people
right
from our nation day one.
We may be back.
Okay.
I mean, it says we're connected.
Oh,
now.
That's cool.
So, yeah, thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us, we weren't connected for some reason or hadn't connected or connected and got kicked off or whatever. Who the hell knows? Maybe they're fucking with net neutrality already. But if you're just tuning in, if you're just listening, thanks for joining us this Wednesday on Crab Diving. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, buy your shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Cha-ching.
We just read the headline over to the HuffPo about it being time. Is it time to impeach the Donald?
I don't know much about this Al Green guy. He's from Texas, right?
He is.
Yes.
But that's all I know.
That's
also,
all we know.
He's a representative from Texas.
Well, hey, late to the party, but good job, buddy.
Let me play his opening again just for laughs.
Yes.
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
We shall see.
Well, I mean, he's going to get impeached, right? I mean, there's just no way around it at this point.
Maybe he'll run. I mean, I think he's ultimately a coward and a bully, right?
Oh, run away.
And whenever they're confronted,
yes,
they scurry.
No, yeah.
Actual confrontation. When he met the president of China, remember? He was getting all oiled up. Right. Already, I'm going to take him on. I'm going to call him a currency manipulator. And they're not going to know what hit him once Trump talks to him.
Well, you know.
And then he's like, we had a lovely cake. Yeah. And he told me, he educated me about North Korea.
You know, that's somebody basically said that. Somebody on MSNBC was saying that Trump has tough talk for these leaders before he meets with them. But then he gets in the room with them and he like, I don't know. He turns into a little fucking bitch. Like, he wants to be agreeable. He has that thing where he has to be liked or he wants approval or something.
Yeah, it's a narcissistic personality disorder.
Yes.
Which really sucks to say with.
Yeah.
A retainer in your mind.
What, narcissistic.
Narcissistic personality disorder.
It sounds great. I mean.
My S's feel weird. I'm trying to not make them sound weird.
You sound better saying that than Trump does at being president.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Kind of miss him.
kind of
miss him.
Still worse, though. Still worse than Trump. Light us into a war. Shit tons of people dead.
Right.
But I'm saying, you know, we got to give Schittler a chance. You know, surely he'll start acting presidential like a typical American president and kill more people. Yeah, right.
I'm sure that's that's one of the ways they do it.
He's gonna be so sad if he gets impeached and he's like, I didn't even get to kill 100,000 people. I suck.
God damn it! You fucked it up. God damn you! Damn you!
We get it, Lily.
Yeah. Thank you.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see if they're you know, Fox is already. I've got that's a bunch of stories. I've got is just some of the reactions from the right.
Yeah,
which are laughable.
Are they bizarre?
Some of them in their orange crease sucking. interesting. I was good. This story was part of it. The headline over to the Drudge Report's got a photograph of Uncle Nipples over in Russia.
Necked.
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yes.
And it's a picture of him pointing.
Yeah.
And it says, "You want proof?" That was Jewish. That was kind of a Jewish accent.
That's good. You
want proof? That was Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason as Vladimir Putin. Where was Uncle Nipples pointing to his package?
No, he's pointing off camera. I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows what he was pointing at? But it says you want proof with a question mark. I don't know. Are they proudly talking about this story? This story actually adds another layer of, oh my God, this is fucking terrifying to the story.
Yes.
Not the Comey memo story, which we will delve into at length, but the Russian party he had, not the Pea Party back in the day, alleged.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened with Kislyak and Lavrov in the Oval Office. That might have been, I've always wanted to be pissed on,
right?
Well, listen, I
got to tell you.
Rug of the Oval Office.
Right. I mean, if I'm Bill Clinton, I'm like, oh, please, somebody pee on Schittler. I don't want to be the other guy, the only guy busted for ejaculating body fluids in the Oval Office.
Spicy, fetch my tarp.
Oh, it's, no. The tarp's always near. You don't have to fetch that tarp.
So, but Putin, Vlad, Uncle Vlad is coming to the rescue of our President Tiny Hands.
Yes.
By saying that President Trump did not divulge any secrets during the meeting.
Yeah.
And said, we can prove it.
Okay.
We can give you a transcript.
You can always count on Uncle Nipples to come through. A transcript.
Well, there you go.
of what?
Exactly.
Their meeting?
Exactly.
He's fucking with Trump.
But how do they have a transcript? Who was recording this? There was no media. There was no American media allowed. It was only TASS.
What if they wrote it out after they did it like Comey? But they're saying transcript. Oh, shit. By the way, Jackie Mason, alive, 85 years old.
Oh, yeah.
He's only 5'5". I knew that fucking one. Yeah. Oh, you know, I didn't.
He's still alive? Yeah.
Okay, good. Good for him.
Former rabbi.
He's five.
He's actually pretty funny. Although I think
he is short.
I thought recently he may have said some, you know, he's really old school. He's 85. And I think he may have said something a little xenophobic or racisty or something like that. But if I've got my ancient comedians.
He did say 80% of married men cheat in America. The rest cheat in Europe. Oh, shit, he's funny.
Some, I would assume, in Canada.
God, he sounds like Bernie Sanders, but he's like a funny Bernie Sanders.
Vladimir Putin said that Trump didn't divulge any secrets. But it says two leading U.S. Republicans have little faith in any notes that Putin might supply. Now, is Trump going to hop on Twitter? You know, it's been like 23 hours or something. 23.
Since he's twatted?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to release a twat. Or
I think they took it away from him.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Is he sitting like a cage all day with a little Hannibal Lecter mask on, shitting in a diaper?
It sounds like they try that, right? That story with that they have to pull that Reince Priebus has to pull crazy InfoWars and WND stories out of the stack because those deplorables that they hired will pull those stories.
Well, it's Bannon's own fucking thing. I mean, of course he wants to put a Breitbart story in there. Oh, my God.
No, still. Oh, wait.
Yes.
47 minutes ago, he tweeted about this, which we'll talk about, this speech he gave at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy.
Festivus Part 8, right?
That's all he said.
It's Festivus.
So Putin said that it said Putin deployed his trademark sarcasm on Wednesday to make clear he thought the accusation that Trump had divulged secrets was absurd.
he's being sarcastic.
He's absurd. I spoke to him today.
No.
Lavrov.
Oh, shit.
A smiling Putin spoke. He was at a news conference with the Italian prime minister.
Okay.
Paolo Gentiloni.
What are they doing hanging out?
Well, you know, happens. They're neighbors, kind of.
Well, I mean.
He said, I'll be forced to issue him with a reprimand because he did not share these secrets with us. Talking about his own guy that met with Trump. Not with me, nor with representatives of Russia's intelligence services. It was very bad of him.
Did he do an Andy Cooper eye roll after that or no?
Yeah. So there you go. Rushing to his rescue. Like a damsel in distress.
He's fucking with him.
Is Vladimir Putin.
Doesn't he sound like he's just fucking with us?
He is. He's fucking with the world.
He doesn't give a shit.
And he ultimately doesn't. I don't think he gives a shit if Trump goes down in flames because I think he just wants chaos.
You know, maybe we're missing because, you know, we're Americans. We're way too concerned with our own fucking politics. Maybe the story here isn't Trump because Trump is going to go away. He's going to be fixed, but Putin ain't going anywhere. And he's a problem, right? I mean, I was reading the Ukraine, or do I just say Ukraine?
Ukraine.
Oh, God. Ukraine. They shut down their big social media site because they don't want Putin's.
Vkontakte.
Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want any.
And yet.
Nyet. They don't want any of his fake news bullshit. In their social media.
Right.
So they pulled the fucking plug on it. But yeah, that's not good.
Well, yeah, we can't do that here because of that whole First Amendment thing. Otherwise,
yeah,
Breitbart, InfoWars, Fox News would be yanked off the air.
Yanked.
For all their lies and obfuscation and bullshit like that's going on fucking today. So those are your headlines, blah, blah, blah.
And you really can't take down like, I forget what the Ukraine's fucking site was they took down, but they were saying because you can use remote servers and all kinds of other bullshit.
It's their version of Facebook.
Yeah. But it still can find its way onto the web. And
well, sure.
Somehow. Some nerds figure it out or some bullshit.
Well, yeah, you can. You just use proxies or.
Proxy.
Or a VPN.
Yeah, man.
What? There's a report going on that for People Magazine.
Okay.
Is, I guess, reporting this.
Do you read that? Do you read People
Cover Story is going inside the Obama's new.
Goddamn pop-up videos.
Shut the fuck up, universe.
Well, there you go. People Magazine is going inside the Obama White House.
Deep inside the Obama White House.
Well, they're doing a story. The Obamas, their lives now.
Yes.
How Michelle and Barack are enjoying downtime with each other and their girls and planning their surprising next moves.
Yeah.
Well, according to Alex Jones, Obama's in a bunker somewhere in Washington preparing to overthrow the rightfully elected product of the loins of the Lord.
Shitler.
Donald J. Trump.
I wish. Don't you wish that was true? That one thing, I wish that was true.
What?
I wish Obama was in a bunker and he did have a force readying himself.
No.
What's
violence,
wrong with a coup, man? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would be a great, you know. Other countries have coups. What's our fucking problem?
Because we're civilized.
Are we?
No.
Look at the GOP. They're not doing anything. They're watching their poll numbers.
Well, but they're the ones talking about it on the Twitter right now, to be honest with you. I saw two or three tweets this morning about the leftist snowflakes are going to force a civil war by tearing down the rightfully elected president.
Hey, say, if you think about what they're saying we're going to do, that doesn't sound very snowflake-like. We're going to start a civil war? We're going to tear shit down?
But no, they're saying that if we impeach Trump, they're going to start the civil war.
Fuck.
We're forcing them into taking to the streets.
You know,
let's think about it, though. If it's really like rural white rednecks, basically, I'm talking about the people that might actually, the lunatics that might actually pick up arms.
Right.
Versus the worked out bicycling. People with gym memberships. Of the cities.
Right. Well,
also have guns because they think that nobody has guns but them, but that's really dumb.
But you can work out all you want and do as many hours as you want on the elliptical. If someone shoots you, it's all for naught.
But you can dodge and.
Oh my God, what do you do at the gym?
Move.
I'm like, let me tell you something. I play softball and I'm
okay. Would you rather try to hit Victoria Beckham from 100 yards out?
No.
Or. Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm fucking with Larry the Cable Guy. Only because he's just a tremendous. He's not an athlete.
I'm talking about size alone, not about taking anyone out. That's my point. Yeah. Is that the liberals are going to be harder to hit, wilier, smarter,
right, faster, funnier, better, louder,
kind of like they were. I don't know, in the 1860s.
Yeah,
they won.
Right. Wait, are you talking about that guy who, Andrew Jackson, my favorite? He's my favorite. He hated the Civil War.
Even though he was long dead.
God. Jackie Mason's still alive. Thank God.
It's kind of like Yogi Bear.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Jackie Mason.
Was he the voice of Yogi Bear?
Hey, Boo Boo Boy.
No.
Yogi Bear.
But then you got to add a little bit of more of the Brooklyn.
Remember him in The Jerk?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember him in The
Jerk?
He goes
up at the end of every sentence like this. What are you talking about?
Hey, the sitting in for At Vile Experience for the rest of the show is going to be Jackie Mason. maybe substituted for Donald J. fucking Trump later.
This People Magazine story.
Fuck you. What a trash rag.
About the POTUS and FLOTUS, the former
former
POTUS and FLOTUS back in the days when you know, people just hated him because he was black and stuff.
Yeah.
Not because there was a raging incompetent fool sending our country off the rails. This is what also crazes me. The stuff that kind of we're saying now.
Yes.
Is not hyperbole. We can look around the world and see right. the reactions that this asshole is causing.
Meaning like we're saying he's dangerous. He's a threat to our security.
Exactly. And this is the shit that they were screaming.
Yes.
During eight relatively stable years. Like right. what batshit craziness happened during the Obama administration?
None.
What scandals? What major thing. What real major scandals? We're not talking about Benghazi snowflakes. But we're not talking about all the fake shit.
Who knows what Donald's fucking intentions are as president? Who knows? I don't fucking know. He's bizarre as fuck. But Obama, don't you think? I mean, he was passionate about being fucking president. Like, he really wanted to do it. He was into it. He wanted to learn his fucking job and do a bunch of shit.
I think he read once in a while.
Yeah. He was. He's up for whatever reason, you know, not preoccupied with vagina.
He was up for more than 10 bullet points.
Yeah.
On a piece of paper.
And he liked to talk to people. You remember when you would watch him, like, speak about shit he was into? He would think about his words. He would take his time. This fucking Schittler, man, he just is, man, he's not that. See, I think that's why he's just riddled with scandals, because this guy didn't want to be fucking president. And Obama didn't have any time for scandals, because he didn't give a shit. He wanted to write legislation. Well,
he's a policy wonk. Yeah, yeah. He's a constitutional nerd.
I mean, and that was actually his criticism, I remember. Even when he was running for Senate back in the day, people said he's too much of a... Because everybody talked about him being president for a long time.
He never released his transcripts.
And there's that goddamn crease in his birth certificate. Fuck that.
But Trump pulled that shit too, that we never saw his college transcripts either.
God. Fuck you, Trump.
Because the first editor of first black editor of the Harvard... law review or whatever the fuck, couldn't have gotten there legitimately.
Oh yeah, as a black man,
God. He had to have somehow. They cheated. They gave him a leg up.
I just don't understand why people can't wrap their mind around the idea that diversity in government is like, it's not only important. Don't you think it's like necessary?
Well, yeah.
We can't have a government that doesn't reflect what we fucking are. I'm sorry. We got to have a president who wants to do shit. Like Obama, you know, like Trump gets a boner when he sees a hot chick walking down the street. Obama probably gets a boner when he has an idea about, you know, healthcare and boring shit. You know?
I just thought of some tort reform.
Oh, bang! Yeah. I got to take a shower.
The one of the main revelations so far out of this People magazine story is that the persistent question, they said,
okay,
to those close to the former president is, what does Obama really think of Donald Trump?
Oh shit.
Allegedly, Obama told two friends early last November, describing an election night phone call with Trump. Obama told his friends he's nothing but a bullshitter.
Holy shit. I love it.
He said that after all the bashing Trump had done during the campaign, he called him on election night. And then suddenly Trump was professing all his respect and admiration for Obama on the phone.
And what he said about him on the fucking campaign trail, he said Obama, unless I'm misremembering, founded fucking ISIS, right?
Oh, yeah. Founded ISIS and...
There's no way. I could never be president.
Wasn't born in America.
Or in politics. Yeah, he was born in Kenya. I couldn't get past any of that. I wouldn't be able to be in the same room with this fucking guy. I mean, Fuck him.
Lots of reactions out there to this Comey.
Yes.
Stuff that's going on.
There's so much to choose from, right?
Literally. I'm looking at all these different stories, but I'm actually wondering if we should dive right into Alex Jones.
You're like at the old country buffet. You don't know. What do I get? The Jell-O?
Go right for Alex Jones and then pivot into the rest of the stuff, or do this stuff and then pivot into the Alex Jones.
For all the wrong reasons, for all the wrong fucking reasons, without a thought. I want to hear that Alex Jones shit so bad, but like the Republicans, I don't know if I have the good of the show in mind. I have the good of me in mind. I want to hear that. So, I mean, you decide, because I say play it now, or maybe we should wait.
I was just going to say we should wait.
Okay. No, that's a good call.
Trump, another scary, we'll just knock through these really quickly.
Knocking through.
All these gems, all surrounding the same story, of course. All the STDs probably clinging to his nasty little old penis.
What, Trump's got, like, syphilis?
Well, he probably...
Gonorrhea? Yeah,
maybe.
Syphilis explains a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Do you think that dumbass doctor treated him properly for any syphilis he might have had? Or?
I'm sure. Can I have that prostate exam again?
Stick your finger in my ass. I liked it.
One of the allegations that's coming out about this memo...
Yes.
...that I don't know that we've... seen yet. There's one that's that was flying around the internet, but I think it was fake. The big story was that Comey, who apparently wisely took these notes, and
right.
A lot of them do. This isn't like some there was some pundit this morning who was on, who's a Republican,
right?
Who's like, I don't know. I think Comey writing down everything after a meeting is kind of creepy.
No, it's not, dumbass.
That's kind of J. Edgar Hoover-y.
When was the last time you ever worked for somebody and your boss got really mad at you because you were writing shit down that you wanted to remember? It's what you do at your job if you fucking care about your fucking job.
Right. And you're also covering your ass.
Right.
Nobody's gonna
and this wasn't his
hide
secret.
That fact either.
Right. He didn't have like a secret method of taking memos. Didn't he like... tell all the people that worked under him, like, write everything down, dickheads.
And he published this memo. He sent this to people
right.
to have a timestamp and to have a copy of it. It's not like it's in his secret little diary, his little with a pink bow on it.
Do you think...
Dear diary. I had dinner with the president today.
Do you think people turned Schittler down because they were like, you know what, man, I don't want to die in jail. This guy's going to get me thrown in fucking jail. I don't trust him.
Well, that might be what's happening now, probably. All these indictments allegedly all these, indictments, subpoenas. Subpoenas.
Yes.
Something are going out. People are getting called in.
Right.
And I think, in this, especially in the criminal investigation, right? Warrants, that's the word I was done looking for. Warrants that were either are about to be served, the stories that we're hearing.
For the Rico Suave?
Yeah, that this is the kind of thing where you do shit like that to get people to turn
on the
people above them.
I'm worried. Excuse me. I am worried. What are these redneck Trumpolos going to do when this guy goes bye-bye? Are they going to lose their fucking mind?
Well, that's... one of the concerns,
like the bikers for Trump, cretins. Ugh.
So, also buried in this memo,
yes,
allegedly, was that Trump opened. Did you hear the story? How it is going now? And not the thing about it's weird is, of course, the Trumpians are deny, but not denying that this kind of happened. They're pissed about, they're like, oh, this is a lie, this is whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But they supposedly, it was a meeting with Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Jefferson. Yeah. Delta Burke Jr.
There's not going to be any black people there, are there? They think I'm racist because my name.
There's not going to be, because I don't know a lot of black people. They're like, hey, do you want to hang out with Jeff Bosesh today? fuck no.
And so they had a meeting. I don't know what the fuck about, but Comey was there and, you know, a couple of the boys.
Right.
And that Trump is like, okay, everybody, this was fun. Now everyone out but my buddy Comey.
Right. That's weird.
And the story, I think it's been corroborated by a couple of different accounts and sources, is that the Jeff Bosesh tried to hang out.
Like, oh,
he's
shit.
Like, I'm just going to be over here in the, well, there's no corner in the,
he's
in
like
the Oval
out
Office,
by the coffee.
But I'm going to be over here behind the plant. Don't mind me.
I'm in the coffee and tea section pretending to look for my favorite creamer.
I'm going to be admiring that President Jackson portrait.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put my dick in it.
And Trump is like, no, out.
God.
And Comey, according to this, if this memo is true and everything, that said that Trump opened with his concerns about the leaks.
Right.
We got to do something about these leaks. And that one of the things that Trump suggested was that,
why don't you guys start arresting these journalists that are publishing this stuff?
That's
very bad.
There's no red flags go off in Schindler's mind when he thinks of shit like that. Who does he want
right,
to be?
Right.
He's Duterte. I want to be Duterte.
A press group, a freedom group, an advocacy group.
Yes.
Is saying that these alleged comments cross a dangerous line. The executive director of Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press.
Yes.
Said the comments attributed to President Trump cross a dangerous line, but no president gets to jail journalists. Reporters
right.
are protected by judges and juries, by a Congress that relies on them to stay informed, and by a Justice Department, well, that for decades has honored the role of a free press by spurning prosecutions of journalists for publishing leaks of classified information. However, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, Department of Justice, convicted a woman for laughing at him in a hearing.
Oh, my fucking God, forgot all about that.
We've also got a case of a reporter who was arrested for asking a question of a member of Congress.
God.
Because, you know, it was one of these moments where maybe he shouldn't have yelled the question out.
Right.
And they arrested him.
But not jailable. Not something you should be arrested for.
I'm just saying.
That is nuts.
Welcome to
Trumpville.
Yeah, welcome to and Sessionsville. Oh, are you kidding me? He loves this shit.
See, like,
people don't get to protest. I may be able to put it to my wife tonight.
Oh, God, your poor fucking wife, man. That's somebody that's got to hate Viagra. She's got to be like, what did you invent?
Yeah, cursing
why would
science.
You invent that?
Now we know why they don't like science.
Yeah. Hey, take a pill that makes him, like, limp.
At least the women.
Yeah.
So the report also included that Trump asked Comey to end the federal probe into the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. So that was the big, giant bombshell.
Right.
But reporters are like, whoa, wait a second. Let's not ignore that other part.
Yeah, that's kind of the shiny
that's
part.
Fucking chilling. Chilling.
That he would even think that and then voice it to someone else.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend Erdogan. Uh-huh. Erdogan.
Yeah, my buddy.
My buddy. And he's like, why don't you just shoot some of these people?
How is this not a fucking coup that we're in anyway, right? I mean, this guy didn't win the fucking election.
Right.
A foreign power did some shenanigans behind the scenes to do we don't even know what yet.
What about the 27 million Mexicans who voted?
Oh, yeah. And there's those guys.
Chris Kobach said so.
I mean, he's doing that fascist-y thing where he's like scapegoating Mexican people for voting illegally.
Right.
When they didn't.
Correct.
And he called them all rapists.
Sure.
I mean, when you start putting all like these little fucking details together, you're like, God damn it. What are we in the middle of?
A shit storm.
It is fucked up. And that's why these fucking Republicans need to get off their ass and do something. You know?
The Well, you know, a lot of them are circling the wagons.
God, so stupid.
There's a bunch of excuses going around for this. One of them is, well, maybe he was just joking. Another one I heard was, well, you know, that's just the way he talks. He was just saying, God, I hope this, you know, he's a friend of mine. I hope this works out.
He uses a lot of expressions that are mistaken for obstruction of justice. Right. That's his sense of humor? Well, you're not funny. Get a new sense of humor, dummy. See, a joke is supposed to be funny. People are supposed to fucking laugh.
Oh, yeah, it's...
Do you think Comey wrote down in his memo, I laughed here. I chuckled outwardly. What the fuck?
We have comedy night and we show tapes of the Rodney King beating.
Oh, yeah. Put on that Holocaust clip again. It's great. Shit, man. The GOP, they're some dark motherfuckers. God, they want to take away school lunch, you know? They want to take away your fucking health care. So why would they give a shit about this?
We've got the Steve Ducey. Starting the day on Fox and Fiends this morning.
Yeah. Does he have to wear handcuffs when he works? Because isn't he kind
of... Right.
God.
Oh, you look great this morning.
Let me feel up somebody. Wasn't he alleged to be in one of those little diddlers over there?
That would look great on my face.
Sit on my face. I'm Steve Ducey. I sat on Ducey's face and I only got this fucking t-shirt.
We don't even have to listen to any of this because I can't stand it. But Steve Ducey, the money shot of this ridiculous clip.
Squirt it.
They had a dude on and, here.
I can't wait.
This is Ducey. Okay, everybody. So this memo.
Okay, so this memo that Mr. Comey wrote after a meeting with the president in the Oval Office said of Michael Flynn, I hope you can let this go. There's a...
Now, here we go. I hope you can let this go.
Yeah.
I mean, now he's no longer quoting. Michael. Now Ducey is going to give his opinion.
It's interpretive.
Yes. I hope you can let this go.
You know, I've never really appreciated like how fucked up Ducey's voice is. When you do that impression, it's like it's not even it sounds like him. He's insane. What's wrong with him?
But they completely ignore the fact that if Don Corleone called you into his office and was like, I hope you can let this go.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's a personal friend of mine.
Yeah. And now an authoritarian president with his own private security force is telling you to do shit.
Your boss. It's still his boss. Trump can fire him.
Right.
And did.
And he fucking did.
And for Trump to be like, I understand you want to stay on.
Right.
In my employ.
What's Comey going
to
do?
I love what you did to Hillary, by the way.
I love it.
I love it.
It's perfect. What's he going to do for money, Comey? I mean, is he...
He'll be okay.
He's not hurting? Is he unemployment or...
A book deal.
Oh, yeah?
Are you kidding me?
Shit.
I'm sure getting...
He got offered Playgirl.
Gazillion dollar offers right now for a book deal. So, yeah. Okay, so this memo that Comey wrote after the president...
Ooh. He does sound nuts.
Said, I hope you can let this go.
The president in the Oval Office said of Michael Flynn, I hope you can let this go. There's a big difference between I hope and I order, isn't there?
There you go. There's the line of the morning. Come on, there's a big difference between I hope and I order you to back off it, bitch.
There's also the line where there's a crease in this fucking birth certificate, and this black president of ours could be from Kenya.
Hey.
God damn it.
There's a big difference.
Fuck.
There's a big difference between I hope and I order.
God.
Like when I said to Ainsley Earhart, I hope your tits pop out of that really tight dress you're wearing. I'm not saying I order you to take them out.
Oh,
that would be sexual harassment.
I love it. I order your tits to pop out.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Really, what a fucking asshole. See, like this is that. Listen to all the consideration they give white people. I mean, really, we're talking about a nuanced thing here. I hope and I order. I mean, motherfucker, Hillary Clinton didn't get this. Barack Hussein Obama didn't fucking get this.
Eric Bolling.
There's no reason at this point to give Schittler any benefit of the doubt. He's a fucking crook.
Eric Bolling of the I don't know. He's got the same IQ as a bowling ball. What?
Is he a typical perv from Fox?
I don't know if his name's ever come up. I mean, he said misogynistic things. And
Eric Bolling.
He's the load that he's just a diaper load. And he always goes. He went after Ditka. For,
oh my
called
fucking
him, he
God.
Called Ditka a pussy or a wussy.
I thought that was nice that Ditka came out on the right side of that, by the way. You know, because you know, listen, man. If you,
there was another story last week about a bigger study they've done, and they're like, don't let your kids play football or let it be touch football or something, because you got. I remember in grade school, I was in Catholic school. They're all about that football bullshit. And junior varsity, sixth grade.
Yeah.
We was playing football, knocking heads together and shit.
You were?
And no, fuck, are you kidding me?
I was going to say, I didn't know that you played.
I was a wispy little intellectual.
Yeah, my parents didn't let me play football either. Thank God, you should have seen the size of these redneck motherfuckers at my high school. These swamp monsters.
Well, we had
fucking huge
monsters
people.
Too. And big oafy white Irish kids.
Oh shit.
And
that's not even fair.
But I don't remember what my point was, but so here's Bolling.
Right.
Eric Bolling. Here's another taste.
It was nice
this is
that
Fox.
Ditka said the right thing.
It was
thing,
nice that
you
Ditka
know?
Said the right thing on that. Eric Bolling.
Move this conversation. Well, you see how much he turns on anybody who disagrees with him or if he feels has treated him unfairly. Again, like you said, this accusation in particular is a very, very extreme one. So I don't know if just his personality is evidence that he could have done this. We just simply don't know yet. It's something very serious. And Comey, I mean, it does make sense why he would just do it now, right? You get fired and then all the stuff comes out. It's
exactly.
like,
the big
it's like when you're a Scientologist. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things they're going after is that, well, why didn't he do this at the time? Why didn't he run to the Hill and say, he just tried to intimidate me into stopping the investigation?
I don't know. This is all I want to do is just scream Benghazi at the top of my fucking lungs. They won't look into this. This is not, this is a 3-alarm motherfucking fire. I mean, it's mind numbing, blowing, whatever. Blow something.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah. It's just really.
Well, here, what do you hear Bolling has to say?
Yes, and then you realize, you know, you don't want, then it all comes out. It's always after the fact.
So it had nothing to do.
Yeah, it's always after the fact that things come out. Well,
yes.
If it's before the fact.
Then you're Notre Dame.
Then you're, that's like the Minority Report. What was that movie with Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise, hilarious. Go to the track, man.
That's Catherine Timpf, by the way, who's been spewing.
Timpf.
Now, Bolling has to mansplain to her.
Yes.
Stuff comes out. It's like when you're a Scientologist and then you realize, you know, you don't want, then it all comes out. It's always after the fact.
So it had nothing to do with the good of the country or concern about the presidency or obstruction of justice. It only had to do with his own ass being fired, I guess.
That's Bolling. The only reason he's doing Comey is, which he did nothing, by the way. Comey isn't the one that leaked this memo.
Right.
Comey wrote the memo contemporaneously.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody at the FBI leaked the memo.
Because you said he published it, meaning like.
Well, yeah, bathroom wall, maybe at Langley.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, you're right.
He emailed it to his buds, to his top staffers. And, you know, for the record, here's.
Because that's what they normally do, right?
Yeah, here's my account of the meeting with the president.
Because what if he, you know, drops dead or some bullshit like that? He's got to have that. It doesn't matter to him, you know.
So listen to Bolling. Oh, Comey. This is just to cover his ass. This is about, it has to do with his own ass being fired, I guess. So it's vindictive. There's nothing about this.
Yeah.
There was a somebody was involved in the Watergate.
Yes.
And she was one of the ones who went after Nixon.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is obstruction of justice. This is,
yeah,
you gotta get this. You got to get this down.
Right.
And, she said in response specifically, she said, and to the people who are saying, why didn't Comey release this earlier? She goes, it doesn't matter. The president obstructed
right.
justice.
And dude,
if Comey did something a little bit wrong, that's a different level you can look at. But that doesn't change the evidence of what it is. It doesn't negate
what fucking happened.
This is Trump pissed at the leaks and not the information that was leaked.
And dude, we are not even talking about what the fuck Uncle Nipples is fucking doing.
Oh, laughing. Laughing? I mean, what he's doing.
What is Russia getting from us?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do I sound like paranoid or, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's what some of the sane Democrats are saying. Well, you know, all this is happening and we are right now not putting the full force of our government behind making sure this doesn't happen again.
What if Trump fucking outs another agent?
Right. And who knows that he hasn't? Who knows there's not a trail of dead Russians? Some of those Russians that kind of went bye-bye.
God damn. I mean, I don't know. It's like they're not concerned about that.
You guys won't believe I've even got somebody in your organization.
God damn it.
Sergey.
You know what? I mean, you know what's really fucking frustrating about this? It's like, if this is a slip up on Trump's part, like if you didn't mean to tell these guys about this, some kind of fucking operation they were doing, the info he leaked.
Oh, I thought it was about a potential terrorist attack.
Yeah, terrorist plot. The thing is, he didn't read his fucking briefings. He doesn't get these intelligence
from
briefings,
Israel,
right?
By the way, yeah.
So, like, it just pisses you off that he knows he's entrusted with this shit, but he's so reckless, he'll talk about it, but he doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about. So he might not have known this is classified.
I picture someone talking to him and briefing him. Meanwhile, he's watching CNN in the background over on the side. And he's got the remote and he's flipping between CNN and Fox. And he's like, oh, my God, did you see Anderson Cooper just roll his eyes? Right. Very disrespectful.
You ever see you ever see these spy movies where it's like you see this guy, he's getting shit out of people just because they talk out of their ass? You know what I mean? And he's gathering information. Could you imagine one of these dudes in the room with Trump? He's picking his fucking brain.
Oh, I think it happened last week.
Right.
And apparently there's a transcript somehow.
A transcript.
Miraculously.
That's insane.
So Trump and Trump voters even. Right. There's, you know, I don't know. We're just going to have to just understand that there's going to be high 20s, low 30s percentage of this country that is just dumb as fuck.
Right.
I just can't.
There's nothing you can do.
Because at some point, to be so fervently trying to nuzzle behind the saggy, orangey ball sack of Trump after all this is unreal. And why you wouldn't say... Even if you're saying, okay, I don't know, I think this is all bullshit. Why not say, fling the doors open, investigate the fuck out of it.
Right.
Here's my hole. Here's a light.
Yeah, and I want my guy to be vindicated. If I'm a Trump I want to be able to jump on Facebook and gloat.
Yeah, not stop looking into it.
Yeah. That's the last thing you would want to say.
He's still, there's another poll out. This is out of Newsweek.
Right.
That.
Not as trashy as USA Today, but in the neighborhood, right? Or no?
Bellwether, Pennsylvania County.
Yes.
Says, no Trump regrets for voters, despite Comey memo.
Holy fuck. I mean, the headlines for weeks were, hey, this guy's going to take away your health insurance.
Trump voters in a bellwether Pennsylvania county that helped swing the election.
Yeah.
Say news that the president asked the ex-FBI director to shut down investigation. Don't sway their support.
Holy fuck. What did he say? He could walk down Times Square and shoot somebody.
Right.
He's right.
Yeah, right.
What? Dang, they love him.
Voters in Luzerne County, L-U-Z-E-R-N-E,
fuck ye,
in Pennsylvania, say they still support the president.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Fuck it.
Northeastern Pennsylvania voted Obama in 2008 and 12 and swung heavily Trumpian in 2016.
Did they hate women that much? Did they hate women that fucking much to not vote for Hillary? I mean, yeah,
partially. God. I think they fell for the jobs thing, and I think they, like we talked about yesterday, they're fleeced by that cultural. Oh my God, we're losing our culture,
right?
Which means brown people are coming.
I mean, maybe "Ready for Hillary" was a shitty slogan. You need something like, I don't know, with the word "America" in it next time. It's just a fucking thought.
This guy named Paul, I'm not going to, his last name's here in Newsweek. It's humiliation enough. general contractor. So, I mean, a businessman.
Yeah, that's a hard job.
I believe Trump is doing the right thing.
Oh, shit. In what manner?
He says it would bother him if Trump had tried to end the probe, but says he wouldn't believe a Comey memo because of the political, it could be political sour grapes. From the fired FBI director. The memo is from when it happened, not from now. He didn't write the memo. And after Trump fired him, he's like, fuck him. I'm going to write this.
We just went over Comey's history the other day. And that guy saying that is actually fucking offensive. What in his past?
Well, listen to this. For him to believe Trump asked Comey to end it, he would have to see a video recording. it's all bullshit, he says. I'm just tired of it. I wish... they would just play well with each other instead of all this infighting.
You fucking cunt. You idiot. You know, the thing is, dude, even if he did watch a videotape of this happening, he would still, this moron Paul would still support Donald Trump. Because Donald's been up front about all his bullshit, and yet he's still beloved by fucking morons.
Richard, who used to work for Procter & Gamble, is retired.
Dick.
Says it would be... he says, right now the positives are overlaying the negatives. How does this happen?
Explain yourself.
He worked on both of Obama's campaigns.
Holy fucking shit.
Knocking on doors and making phone calls to help get him elected.
Holy shit.
These are the people that Putin flipped.
Yeah, you're right.
I think.
You're fucking right.
These are the people that poisoned the well against Hillary.
How are they this fucking dumb?
I mean, they were poisoned by Putin against Hillary.
Right.
Because if this guy was knocking on doors for Obama, there is no... I want to talk to this guy. I can't wrap my brain around him voting Trump.
I think somebody should talk to him and give him a helper. This guy walks around all day and doesn't like just walk into fucking traffic. What an idiot.
Here's Mark, a 40-year-old heavy equipment operator who lives in the county.
Equipment.
Was disturbed by reports that Trump gave... I got some heavy equipment. he was disturbed by...
I got some heavy equipment for you to operate.
Jake,
you know
Mason.
What I'm saying?
Hey, don't stick your dick in that, Jackie. You're too old.
He was disturbed by reports that Trump gave intelligence secrets to Russian officials last week. He said he did think that Comey's abrupt firing gave the impression that Trump's decision was connected to the Russian investigation.
Oh, my God. What do you got to do to raise this motherfucker's suspicion?
He thinks there should be a special counsel.
Oh, that's good. But he still loves Trump.
Despite wanting a special counsel, he says his support for Trump remains strong.
Then think about it. We got to help this guy. What's his name?
This is Mike.
Mike. Okay. First of all, you need to understand you are dumb as fuck. You are an idiot.
That'd be nice.
No, I am. No, I'm being honest with this guy. Nobody's honest with him. And one of the guests, one of the hosts on the show is, it's a fact, it's really smart. It's documented.
What are we talking about?
Well, I'm just saying that there are two smart people talking to you and that you're especially smart.
I'm not especially smart.
No, you are. And listen... Your reasoning's wrong on this.
Whoa. I got a life force.
You should be, like, if you,
I got a life force.
I don't mean to lose my mind, but if you think that a president who is being investigated by a special investigator or counsel or whatever is doing a good job, you're out of your fucking mind, right? That's like a red flag. If you're being investigated by a special counsel or what the fuck ever and you're president, isn't that a red flag to you? But not to Mike.
Well, apparently it is. I would still say it hasn't waned, he said.
Waned.
Whose father was an immigrant.
Oh, my God.
From Jordan.
What?
What? So he's of Middle Eastern descent. What?
He wants to send you away.
What?
He doesn't want you here.
This guy's only been in office 4 months. It usually takes over a year for a presidency to judge the direction of the country.
He spent all his time trying to get that shitty Muslim ban passed. Or just not taken down by the Supreme Court. What? This guy's from Jordan? Like the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else.
Not the basketball player.
I hail from Michael of Jordan. Right. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like Handmaid's Tale. Of Jordan.
Oh, yes. Of Jordan.
I am of Jordan.
I am of Shaq. What's that guy in the NFL that's got all those kids?
Oh, I forget what. Yeah, like a lot.
Right.
A lot. Also, talking about, God, even Trump Jr.
Yeah.
And this one drove me crazy.
He's disgusting.
Mostly in the fact that he's such an idiot.
Ugh.
And so he retweeted.
Yes.
A tweet that was from Geraldo Rivera. I mean, listen to the
what
layers
a luminary.
Of this. Don Jr.
Yes.
Moronic parasite retweeted lunatic shock journalist Geraldo Rivera.
I mean, this is Geraldo Rivera. You know, you probably find it on YouTube. You know, he had that show, the talk show. It was just called Geraldo, right? Mm-hmm. And he would do things like have on, you know, a bunch of white supremacists and then a bunch of civil rights people or whatever.
And then back up.
And then they would fight.
Right.
Which I was like, what? And then one time he got hit like right in the fucking face. He got hit in the nose. His nose is bloody. He's bleeding all over the place. And he's got to do the outro for his show. He's bleeding. He's like, thanks for watching. You know, he's just a moron. I don't know. Do you think he's a moron or he's just an asshole?
So he tweeted, this is Geraldo tweeted.
Yes.
Which was then retweeted by Uday.
Oh, God.
Newsflash.
Yes.
Real Donald Trump, or Donald Trump, I'm not going to read their Twitter names. I'm going to say their names. Donald Trump hoping James Comey.
Yes.
Cuts Mike Flynn some slack because he is a good man. Is not close to obstruction. Which is not accurate because
it is.
When you're using the status of the office and you invite somebody in for a dinner and you kick everybody, even Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, who's trying to hide behind the sofa.
I mean, it's
as best he can.
You can't say they're not on the clock at this point.
Well, right. It's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, Don Jr.
Yes.
Retweeted that and said truth.
What an idiot.
So then some journalist and half of the internet pounced on him. And one guy from NPR.
Truth.
Domenico Montanaro. What a great name.
Oui, oui.
Domenico Montanaro.
I love that.
Pointed out that by what Don Jr. tweeted.
Yes.
He apparently is agreeing and endorsing the fact that Trump asked.
Yeah,
that it happened. That he's because Geraldo is saying that if that's what happened, you know,
right.
It is kind of a stretch. But you're dicking with him. You're trolling the guy.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't a major scandal that Don Jr. agreed with that. It's not. Oh my God, it's proof. And Don Jr.'s response, to that, was. Give me a break, he tweeted. Me agreeing with someone's interpretation of a theory does nothing of the sort. You're trying way too hard.
Okay.
I tiny bit agree with him. Right, it's just right. part of the fun trolling and going after him.
Uday.
And it's funny that that's what he chooses
yeah.
to find outrage with.
Okay. You're right.
Probably of all the things that were said to him.
Yes.
You should have been a blowjob or something.
Oh my
the
God.
World would have been better. You know, that kind of stuff that he gets in his Twitter feed. This is the one he jumps on.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I bet Donald probably...
He used the wrong two.
No, he didn't.
This is my outrage.
Did he really?
T.O. You're trying way too hard.
Oh, I know that. I wouldn't have fucked that up. That's easy, dumbass.
Yeah.
It's like you're talking about it. This is how I think about it. You're talking about an excess of something, right? So you add another O. So there's two O's, an excess. Just think about it like that. And the other one's a verb, right?
Yes. No.
Yeah, to jump. Or it's a...
It's a
number. So it's a noun. It's not a noun. It's an adjective.
God, I don't know what
God,
part
I'm
of speech.
Stupid.
I forgot that part.
Fucking A.
That was long, many decades
ago. I forfeit my vote. I will give my vote to someone of equal or smarter value. What do you think about that? You want my vote? You want mine?
Who?
You.
No.
Just don't fuck up on the gun shit.
I'm not right. I'm not running for ever, anything ever.
No. I'm saying
Oh, you're giving me your proxy vote.
Yeah.
No.
No, that'd be great.
No. The number one response on Twitter, Best Kalb, says, dude, my man, crushing it. Though it is weird, you're mostly a PR liability, and at best, you're a totally unappreciated hype man. And then her next tweet God. Says, also, bro, it's T-O-O.
That's awesome.
In this case.
I'm kind of floored because I would think awesome. That if your dad is president and this is happening, I would not tweet about it. That my instinct would be to not say anything.
They're dumb.
Ever.
They're dumb.
I mean, they really are. It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so fucking stupid. It's like, Donald Trump's going to outsmart James Comey? That's fucking ridiculous.
And last week, I don't even remember seeing this.
Yes.
Trump Jr., it says, quoted controversy or controversy.
Right.
On his Twitter account when he retweeted a conspiracy theory of the death of former Clinton administration official Vince Foster.
Oh
so he retweeted something just last week about Vince Foster. What a fucking asshole.
That is bizarre. That is fucking bizarre, man.
They're dumb.
They really are.
Yeah. They're in charge.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about Uday and Kusei is like, you look at them, you don't feel bad for them at all because they're heinous. But like they're just like their mouths. There's something weird about the way their mouths are shaped and in their eyes, the way that they kind of pop out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, they're ugly. I'm sorry. They're officially ugly. They're not odd looking. Let's be honest. And they're definitely not attractive. But in this horrible, superficial world that we lived in, if you looked at them, I would look at both of those guys and say, God, they're fucking ugly. They look like, you know what I mean? But you could see how God, how he works in mysterious ways. If he could have just dialed something back just a little bit, they could both be models. And that's got to fucking kill him. They're just...
Well, and their sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
They don't exist.
Right.
None of them did. Trump had nothing to do with them being raised. Ivanka, they lived with Ivanka.
Yeah, yeah. Trump probably yelled at Eric one day, you should have just been a fucking blowjob.
Well, wasn't there that story that that allegedly Trump showed up? There was that guy who was a roommate or,
yes.
or something or a frat bro or whatever the fuck you call it.
Suck buddy.
At the college and Don Jr.
Yes.
Or Eric. I think it was Don Jr.
Right.
Uday.
The good looking
or Kuse. That Trump showed up and like slapped him because he wasn't. He was going somewhere without, like, wasn't wearing a suit or something.
He slapped
him? There was, like,
him?
A slap involved, I swear,
God
in
damn.
That story, if I recall.
What a fucking tyrant. I mean, really, smacking his kids around because he's not wearing a fucking suit. Oh, God.
This was never corroborated, but okay. It was from last November.
Right.
Former college classmate wrote in a Facebook post he wrote a first person account. Scott Melker is the guy's name.
Okay.
I was hanging out in the freshman dorm with some friends next door to Donald Jr.'s room. Walked out of the room to find Donald Trump at his son's door, there to pick him up for a baseball game. There were quite a few students standing around watching, trying to catch a glimpse of the famed real estate magnat. Don Jr. opened the door wearing a Yankee jersey.
Okay.
Without saying a word, his father slapped him across the face, knocking him to the floor in front of all of his classmates. He simply said, "Put on a suit and meet me outside." Closed the door.
Oh, my God. It's not corroborated. But
that's what this guy says. That's all we have. But
kind of a specific story.
He goes on to say Donald Jr. was a drunk in college. Well, yeah. You know.
Who's not? Yeah. Please.
Every memory I have of him is of him stumbling around campus, falling over, passing out in public, or with his arm in a sling from injuring himself while drinking.
Jeez.
He absolutely despised his father and hated the attention that his last name afforded him. His nickname was Diaper Don because of his tendency to fall asleep drunk in other people's beds and urinate.
My God. No. If you have a habit of falling asleep drunk in other people's bed.
Never run for office ever.
We'll work on it, maybe. Maybe that's something to tackle in a therapy session. If you're pissing other people's beds often.
Diaper Don.
Diaper Don, dude. You got to get that under control.
Allegedly.
So that's a deal breaker.
That was the story
there.
So yesterday we teased this. We played a little bit of the clip of two fun little cuddle bunnies.
I am so excited.
Roger Stone and Alex Jones.
Kate, go put some popcorn in the microwave.
On the Alex Jones show. And they were talking about this this whole business with this was about the Russian party.
Okay.
With Lavrov.
Oh, in the Oval Office.
Right, which apparently we can download a transcript at russia.ru.
Trump's penis was out.
So here is, this is Roger Stone first.
What a blowhard.
And they're talking about all these generals and everything. Now, aren't these the guys that just about launched a circle jerk over the fact that look at all the great military men that Trump is putting in, all these great patriots, right?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
No.
Now they're shitting on these generals for some reason. But here's Roger Stone.
Yes.
Alex Jones. And Alex Jones drops in, swoops in with a little bit of wisdom.
I want to raise this question, though. Why is it that General Mattis, General McMaster, John Brennan, formerly of the CIA, Michael Hayden, former of the CIA, and James Clapper, why do these guys all have shaved heads? Because that's part of being a leather daddy. Is it some...
There you go.
I love it.
It's that simple.
Oh, my God.
It's part of being a leather daddy.
He was on it, too.
Yeah, yeah. And how about that opening? You hear that laugh at the beginning? I want to know what was said right before he was laughing his ass off.
Oh, God. What a great show.
He's too yucking it up.
I want to raise this question, though. Why is it that General Mattis, General McMaster, John Brennan, formerly of the CIA, Michael Hayden, former of the CIA, and James Clapper, why do these guys all have shaved heads?
Maybe they're bald.
Dude, they're old white guys.
And they're military guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck it. Take it all off.
Those are like reasonable answers. And I wouldn't even, would you have even thought of this?
Well, it's Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Dandy.
Oh, yeah. Style.
And James Clapper. Why do these guys all have shaved heads? Because that's part of being a leather daddy. Is it some secret club or something that they're in? I mean, it is just it defies the odds of coincidence that every one of these guys have the same kind of look. There it is. Extraordinary. By the way, his smirk at the end of this kind of gives the whole thing away. It was like you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
He looks like suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Dang, man. Fucking Alex Jones is on, man.
That's H.R. McMaster. This is the guy who...
The leather daddy.
...was out protecting and defending their boy.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So what's happening here? What's going on here? Why the sudden turn against McMaster?
I think, don't you think that they're, like, Alex Jones and people like Roger Stone, their thing's going to be that Schittler was mishandled. He surrounded himself with bad people, and that's what happened. They didn't let Trump, like, be Trump. Oh, God.
Harry. By the way, his smirk at the end of this kind of gives the whole thing away. It was like you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. But the way he smirks when it's over, thinking, wow, we pulled this off. Now my job might be safe for another couple weeks. Sorry. I mean, look, he is.
Sorry.
What the fuck was that, man? That was out of nowhere.
Gee, I wonder why I lost his kids. Sorry.
He's crazy.
Sorry. What's that, brother?
For another couple weeks. Sorry. Look, he is temperamentally not fit for this job. Sadly. Kind of got a little bit too much. Well, the choice.
Maybe he had a little bit too much beef for lunch. It sounds like somebody's a little meat drunk.
He can't have custody of children because like daddy has a laugh that makes me shit my pants. It's disturbing. He's like cackling.
Yeah, so I don't know what that's about. I don't know why the sudden turn.
He sounds like Satan. I mean, really.
Against those guys.
Right.
Now, here they go talking about.
He's like a leather daddy. He's so on that line.
Here's their plans. Now that Comey's gone,
yes.
What they think Trump should do.
I want to. Look at the big picture. I mean, clearly the Russia thing is completely made up. The Democrats and a lot of the other Republican establishment have been deeply involved with lots of multinational companies and foreign governments. With Trump, it's surprising how little Russian connections there are, knowing he's an international.
What? What? That doesn't make any sense.
Both
man.
Uday and Kusei have at various times rattled their mouths off and said, this, I mean, in the past, they said, remember, they dug up quotes from both of them. Oh, we have extensive Russian contacts and Russian business in Russia. We go all there all the time. Yeah.
We're big friends with the Russian mafia.
Smell my finger.
It's surprising how little Russian connections there are, knowing he's an international business magnate and, you know, real estate mogul. That said, the Democrats are never going to get off the offense. They're the ones through their surrogate saying, kill the president, kill us, overthrow everyone. They're at war with us. They're funding the cop killing groups. They're funding all the social.
What is that?
Listen to this.
Rattling in the background. Do you fucking hear that?
This is the next day, actually, and Roger is on the phone. So something's going on.
Shit.
I don't know what's going on where Roger is.
Distortion garbage. They're a clear and present danger running around inside our country. And so I'm not calling for authoritarianism.
He's talking about us, God. By the way.
Yeah.
Democrats.
Constantly on the offensive.
Yeah.
What about Benghazi, dickhead?
We're funding cop-killing organizations. We're we're calling for them to kill the president.
It's maddening.
Citations.
Yeah.
Por favor.
Well, I mean, you know, that's how they frame protests and all this shit.
They're funding the cop-killing groups. They're funding all the social distortion garbage. They're a clear and present danger running around inside our country. And so I'm not calling for authoritarianism. They're an authoritarian threat. And so we need the attorney general to.
This is hilarious.
God, damn.
I'm not calling for authoritarianism, but we need the attorney general to round them the fuck up and throw them in jail.
I mean, now they're scapegoating liberals and fucking.
Well, yeah. He's saying we're the authoritarians.
Oh, yes.
Because we want freedom. For everyone and equal treatment under the law everyone. And I don't know, maybe some health care.
Oh, yeah. Look at my beautiful jack boots.
To go after the Clintons, to go after Obama, to go after them all.
He wants the Justice Department to come after the Clintons, go after the Obamas, go after them all.
Oh, my God, dude.
Present danger running around inside our country. And so I'm not calling for authoritarianism. They're an authoritarian threat. And so we need the attorney general to go after the Clintons, to go after Obama, to go after them all. They want a war. They need to get one. I know in my gut, but also historically,
if he doesn't go all out constitutionally with the right thing to do and get really aggressive politically and really start getting them back on their heels, they're not going to stop. They're going to make stuff up. They're going to dig stuff up. They're going to twist it, and they're going to try.
How do you do that? How do you do that? Listen to the language.
Get them back on their heels if he doesn't get there.
You said this was the next day, right?
Yeah.
God, because that previous one, he must be drunk. He sounded drunk. And this one, he sounds a lot more together. I mean, he sounds crazy, but
they're not going to stop. They're going to make stuff up. They're going to dig stuff up. They're going to twist it, and they're going to try to remove the president. Now, am I wrong? Can he just let them sit there and do this forever?
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're 100% right. Look, we saw how the Democrats politicized Watergate, and they used it to undo one of the greatest political landslides in American history.
Stone is defending Nixon.
Yeah.
Look at what the Democrats did to poor Richard Nixon.
Oh, my God. A victim. It's amazing, like, they're making Trump out to be a victim.
Yeah.
That is fucking insane.
Rich
dude.
White guys are under siege, Ryan.
He wants
poor rich white guys.
He's a victim. He wants to use ICE to deport all the brown people. He's out of his mind.
Saying I hope doesn't say I order you to.
Oh, my God. How disgusting.
Couldn't win at the ballot box, so they removed Nixon through this extrajudicial process. It's the same thing here, which is why I say, again, the majority on the Senate Intelligence Committee need to vote to subpoena Mr. Podesta, his brother, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton. They should be compelled to testify about their gas deal, their banking deal, their uranium deal.
Which has nothing to do with any of this.
Okay.
By the way.
God. I mean, why not Pizzagate?
Well, yesterday it was Seth Rich. And that was on Fox. In fact, I even got that story.
Who was that?
Fucking Hannity.
Yeah. God, what a fucking piece of shit.
Seth Rich was the guy that worked for the DNC.
Yes.
Who was sadly, horribly killed, I think in Washington. They think it was a robbery.
Holy
was shot
shit.
Or something. But in right-wing nut job logic land,
okay.
He worked for the DNC, horribly killed. They don't have the person that killed him yet.
Oh, my God.
Therefore, 100% proof that Hillary Rodham Clinton pulled the trigger herself. Yeah. 100% proof.
God damn it. What party is more likely to do something fucking like that?
Because he was the WikiLeaker.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They say. And there's no evidence of this. So...
Well, that doesn't matter.
Fucking Hannity even ran it. Even fucking ran it last night. Here's a little bit of it.
So he's legitimizing this, and it's based on fucking
also
garbage.
Tonight, another massive breaking news story. Explosive developments in the mysterious murder of former DNC staffer Seth Rich that could completely shatter the narrative that, in fact, WikiLeaks was working with the Russians, or there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Now, if true, this could become one of the biggest scandals in American history.
If
oh,
true,
my God.
There's no evidence. And in fact, the guy that Hannity has on.
See, like, this is bullshit. This is like not fair. There's like presenting one side of the argument, and then there's like treating.
Right. So this
garbage
Cernovich guy was running it in the alt-right.
Yeah.
There's explosive new evidence.
God.
There's proof that. They're saying there's the FBI or somebody, of course,
right.
Has Seth Rich's laptop.
Okay.
And on that laptop are hundreds, if not thousands, of emails to WikiLeaks to prove that he was the guy that stole Podesta's emails.
Right.
He was the big leaker. And that's why Hillary killed him.
Oh, this is that old thing that the Clintons have had X amount of people fucking
oh, sure.
killed and shit like that. God.
And in fact, because it was going viral even on Twitter, the
yes.
hashtag, the nuts were going crazy over it.
Bananas.
Oh, we got her. We got her.
No Viagra needed that night.
And so NBC did a report.
Yes.
Completely debunking it.
Right.
They debunked that he had been seen in had been in communication with WikiLeaks at the point that he was murdered last July. His parents have come out.
Yes.
They're mad now because of this, because hours after NBC ran, this is all, you know, this Seth Rich crap is up again.
Yeah.
It's all poo poo.
It's fake news.
It is fake news.
Poor shit.
They spoke with NBC, spoke with FBI people and police people,
right,
who said there's no laptop.
Okay.
We don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
Well, the family came out. Well, here's a little bit if you want to make your ears bleed a little bit.
And could mean that Rich could have been murdered under very suspicious circumstances.
Notice this terminology. If this is true, it could mean that he could have been murdered under very suspicious circumstances. Right. Stances.
I mean, if it's so fucking likely, then why do you have to speak so carefully about it?
Right. There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Stupid.
So the family came out after this bullshit.
Right.
The Rich family. And they're denouncing the Fox News reports.
Right.
Saying, we've seen through the past year of unsubstantiated claims, there are no facts. We have seen no evidence. We've been approached with no emails and only learned about this when contacted by the press.
Right. You're telling me they couldn't have found any proof of this?
The family.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
there be something they'd be able to unearth?
So, apparently, they had... here, he says... Hannity goes on, according to former homicide detective Rod Wheeler, who had been hired by the Rich family to investigate the killing.
Yes.
Newly discovered evidence shows that the 27-year-old former DNC employee was in fact communicating with WikiLeaks.
Oh, shit.
Before he was gunned down.
Right before? Right before.
Washington, D.C.
Is that true, though? Was he right before? Was he on with them? Was he on? Was he live with WikiLeaks?
So this Wheeler guy, Rod, it turns out that he was hired by somebody that like a law firm or something that was working for the family. They didn't hire this guy.
Right.
And this guy turns out to be a charlatan. They fired him.
Okay.
This former detective, now Rod.
Yeah, Rod Wheeler,
former homicide detective, now private eye.
Yes.
So Hannity has him on. He's a former homicide investigator turned Fox News contributor. God. And one of his top hits is he previously had to apologize for a claim that there was a national underground network of gun-toting lesbians terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area.
I don't even remember that story. Do you remember that?
I don't.
God, I want to look that up. That's a good one.
2007. That's why we don't remember it.
Fuck. I remember when the lesbians took over.
Fox News' Bill O'Reilly offers up an expert to claim that pink pistol-packing lesbian gangs are terrorizing the nation.
Oh, God.
A national underground network of pink pistol-packing lesbians is terrorizing America all across the country. They're raping young girls, attacking heterosexual males at random, and forcibly indoctrinating children as young as 10 into the lesbian lifestyle.
They're turning you gay!
Put on this tool belt, you bitch!
Give me an eye roll!
Titled Violent Lesbian Gangs A Growing Problem on O'Reilly. It was a segment they had.
God damn, dude.
And
that
this moron, this lunatic, Rod, was his expert.
Okay.
This is completely debunked. And then this guy had to go out and apologize later for his utter bullshit.
I mean, also, it's so fucking homophobic. You know what I mean? Like, lesbians are, you know.
But now this is Hannity's go-to guy.
You got to be shitting me.
For for what's going on here with the Seth Rich thing.
Rod. He's the guy with the credibility explaining the fucking theory.
So he's saying that there's this PC somewhere.
Yes.
Laptop that Hillary Rodham Clinton, it's somewhere in the folds of her massive nasty labia, buried deep by her.
It's in my camel toe.
And that it's a massive cover-up.
Massive.
Involving the FBI, the DC police, and all of them. You know she had him killed.
Yeah, right.
Podesta. Pulled the trigger himself, fucking self, I'm sure.
Comet Ping Pong beats the gate. Jade Helm 13.
I smell pepperoni.
Oh, my God.
So... this Wheeler guy, in the course of this, I'm not even going to play it because I don't have it queued up.
It's just so trashy.
But in the course of this, quote, interview
yes.
with this moron, this lunkhead, asshole, Hannity.
Right.
Wheeler, the source, the guy that all of yesterday was trumpeting. This is the proof. We got her. Seth Rich, I can't talk with this thing in my mouth. Seth Rich was trending.
Yes.
Trending
on Twitter.
The right wing was nuts. We finally, we got her. We got proof.
Frosty.
Podesta, Hillary, they're killers.
Everybody's getting got.
NBC is like, there are no emails. There's no
yes.
WikiLeaks. There's no
Dude.
Proof of this.
Oh,
Wheeler
God.
Is like, I got it. I know there is.
Yeah, yeah. You're giving me what I want. And then your fucking hippie liberal ass tells me it's not true. So you know what? Fuck you.
Right.
That's what they do. So stupid.
So Hannity interviewed this Wheeler guy, and Wheeler said this. Well, I've never seen the emails myself directly.
Yes.
I haven't seen the computer that Seth Rich used.
Okay, well...
with the totality of everything else I've found in this case, okay. it's very consistent for a person with my experience to begin to think, well, perhaps there were some email communications between Seth and WikiLeaks.
Okay. And maybe they were on a fucking computer.
Someone with my experience is speculating that there may somewhere be a computer that may contain WikiLeaks.
Give it up for fucking Columbo,
right-wing
by the way.
Nut job press goes crazy, and even fucking goddamn
That's
Fox quote
stupid.
News runs with it on Hannity.
That should be fucking illegal, honestly.
But Hannity's like, if this is true, I said if.
How the fuck do we allow them to call themselves news if they're going to fucking do that? That is fucking garbage. That shouldn't be a thing.
Didn't Canada not let them be called news?
Yeah, right.
Wasn't it like the
yes.
their news stations are all in certain orders in the dial of what their channels are?
Yeah, yeah.
And
well,
Fox wanted to be down with all the news channels, and Canada was like, we've seen how much you guys bullshit. You're entertainment.
Yeah, you're right next to
fucking... I think that's a stretch.
Yeah, I mean...
next to...
It's like... I don't know. I forgot my point. Fuck. Wow. Something about
Fox News.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Canada.
Oh, yes.
Hannity.
Fuck everyone. That's what I meant to say.
There you go.
Congratulations.
So for some reason...
everybody gets paid.
For some reason, the new... that ridiculous conspiracy theory popped up again because of this idiot Wheeler.
Boo.
Who then, on Hannity, with his big scoop, basically said, well, I've never seen these emails or I've never seen the laptop, and
right.
I don't have any evidence of my claims,
but
in my experience, come on,
man.
That's how they work.
God, that's so funny.
Come on.
Come on, you know. I'm a white guy. Come on.
And it was on fucking Hannity.
Huh?
And fucking Hannity.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
Runs with it.
Does he still have no neck? I haven't seen what he looks like in a while, Hannity.
He's a big martial artist.
Okay. Is he really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, please fuck off. That guy?
Yeah, he's got some... Of course he is.
Ugh. He's like...
Probably drives a Corvette.
Does he have paper walls?
Not that there's anything wrong with driving
a
Corvette.
No, not at all. Jeez. Bad for the environment. Honestly.
Paper walls.
Sorry.
Oh, you mean like...
Yeah, I mean, he walks around like
paper
a ninja
walls,
all fucking day.
Walls.
Makes sense. I mean, does he hang out in a gi? Is he combing his fucking rock garden with his stupid ninja dick?
God, what time is it here? You know what?
Shit,
we
man.
Can go through it. We can crank through.
Leather Daddy.
It's our Leather Daddy.
Oh, my God. I want to hear that again so fucking bad. That's just the funniest fucking drop ever. I'm a Leather Daddy.
I may still have it open here.
I mean, he was right on that. Why do they all have shaved heads? And they're Leather Daddies. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's thought that one before.
Damn, I know.
Yeah, but they want to go after all the Democrats.
Oh, of course.
Have them all arrested.
Fuck you. So stupid.
Now that Comey's gone. I mean, I'm not calling for authoritarianism.
Well,
not me.
Okay. What do you think? How do you think it's going to look like? Say Trump is impeached. They go through all that shit. And it comes time to taking him out of office. Maybe he's going to be arrested. How does that go?
Not well.
Do you think he turns himself over? Do you think he fucking, I don't know, man.
Running around the Oval Office.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be a rough fucking scene.
No.
Oh, my God. We're going to see a foot chase in the Rose Garden. It's going to be rough. He doesn't look like a good runner.
I want to raise this question, though. Why is it that General Mattis, General McMaster, John Brennan, formerly of the CIA, Michael Hayden, former of the CIA, and James Clapper. Why do these guys all have shaved heads?
Because that's part of being a Leather Daddy.
Is it?
There you go.
I mean,
Alex Jones wisdom.
They
not even a pause.
Yeah. Have they known each other a long time?
Oh, yeah.
They have great chemistry. I say that, you know, Alex, keep this guy on your show. You know, because I find entertainment in just when it's just Alex Jones, but these two guys together. It's good, man.
A couple quick bits of news here.
It's just part of being a Leather Daddy, baby.
Speaking of Leather Daddies.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be the Leather Daddy. This would be the well, I guess either the cop or the cowboy.
Ooh, now you're talking.
From the Village People.
Yes.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, which would kind of a melange
right.
Of the cop and the cowboy.
You know, my dad.
Because he's a cop that wears a cowboy hat in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
They had a talent show at the hospital he was working at, and he was in a Village People number, and he he dressed up as the construction worker. he had fun. Awesome. he had cut off shorts, denim shorts.
Really, little Daisy funny. Dukes?
Yeah. It's awesome.
In case you were worried that Milwaukee County Sheriff didn't look like he was maybe going to do well in the next election.
Oh, this guy's a piece of garbage.
Well, don't worry. Fret not.
Yes.
Because controversial Milwaukee County Sheriff, Fox News personality, David Clark, has accepted a federal appointment.
Oh, shit.
As Assistant Secretary in the Department of Homeland Security.
What the fucking fuck? This is a coup. I am fucking sorry. Now I'm going to sound like Alex Jones. This is insane. Why is that guy qualified to have that post other than he's a fucking asshole?
He's a fucking asshole who's a Trump sucker.
Oh, my God.
Raw Story here has a little of his greatest hits. He was the subject of multiple controversies.
Multiple.
Including the death of three inmates and one baby in a jail that he runs.
What?
He's also repeatedly called Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization.
How does a baby die in a jail?
Calls for a woman had a baby or a woman had her baby with her.
Well,
the baby talked back, man.
Oh, shit.
It was a tough baby.
Bad baby.
God. Frequently calls them Black Lives Matter.
Nah, what a dick. Fuck you.
I don't believe this is something that. Maybe it doesn't say here whether this needs confirmation or not, but
right.
That will be really interesting because there's no fucking way this guy's going to survive a Senate confirmation hearing.
I mean, he's a lunatic.
Batshit.
He's crazy.
Yeah. He's one of the people that died of not having water.
Oh,
of dehydration.
Because he was in that guy's jail.
Yeah. Why? That takes a few days.
I mean, how the fuck is he going to?
That takes a couple days, 3 days, something like that.
Listen, you know, I think after watching some of these confirmation hearings, I kind of think, and I do like this guy. And so, I don't know, maybe I'm partial to him, but I think Al Franken was so good.
Yeah.
Interviewing these guys because he's disarming. He makes them feel comfortable. But then he starts asking him these questions. And, you know, I think, I don't know. Do you think he's able to get to these guys differently? Am I just talking out of my ass?
I don't know.
I mean, I just thought he was good interviewing.
Yeah,
I
think he's
the
good.
The lipless one, right? He interviewed Gollum.
Jefferson Morgan session. Also, a story we've been following, you know, that heinous prove that you've got a dick bill.
Oh, yes.
In North Carolina.
Let me check that cock.
The horribly anti-trans.
Yeah.
Where they talk about all these horrible abusers that are, you got to protect the babies.
Oh,
all
God.
These guys, some big old bruiser's going to put on a wig and go in and watch my daughter tinkle.
Right. So now we're going to have somebody looking at everyone's cock.
It's so ridiculous.
Lovely.
Well, we know that down in the sovereign state of Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Oh,
my God.
The Handmaid's Tale, Christo Mula's running the show down there.
Under his eye.
Including one of the more horrible examples there, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Lieutenant Dan.
Terrifying American Taliban member who,
right.
Seriously, watched The Handmaid's Tale. And I know he pulls his pud to that.
Absolutely.
One.
pulls his pud.
So, today,
yeah.
Texas's Lieutenant Governor.
Fuck you.
Is pissed that they're taking too long to pass their version of the heinous make sure you got a dick or a poo-poo.
Oh, my God. Because our kids are getting attacked in the restroom.
And in typical fashion, he's threatening to push for a special legislative session.
Oh, my God.
If they don't hurry up and pass it before the current one ends on May 29th.
Listen, you fucking dickhead. There's Russians in the motherfucking White House. And nobody gives a fuck. Honestly, why are we talking about this? This is bananas.
A professor of political science from Rice University in Houston says, that he's, one of these things is that he's using it as a bargaining chip because he's also trying to gain the upper hand, over with the House over budget and tax policy stuff that they want.
Oh, great.
Political professor says, Patrick is using this more as a bargaining position than as a fresh line in the sand. This bathroom bill, similar to the one enacted last year in North Carolina, which prompted economic boycotts. They lost sporting events. Critics said it promoted discrimination against LGBT people.
You're making people unzip their pants and show what they have between their fucking legs. That's not dehumanizing.
The Texas Senate, controlled by the Republicans, passed it.
Yes.
Party line vote, of course.
Oh, yeah. Good job, dickheads.
But the Republican-controlled House has been dawdling on it a little bit.
Dawdling?
It would require people to use restrooms in public facilities that correspond with the gender on your birth certificate.
Oh, for the love of fucking Christ. This is so fucking stupid. Did it really say dawdling?
No, I said dawdling.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did. Anglophile.
The he defended this Dan Patrick.
What a piece of
shit. Defending the bill. He said, this has never been about discrimination. It's about common sense.
Oh, yes.
Common decency and public safety.
What would you know about decency, you piece of fucking garbage?
Utterly nothing. He's a former hate radio.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Right.
We hate that.
Yeah. Hey.
Fuck hate radio.
Our hate is well placed and it's right and it's justified. Fuck everyone. This is insane. They're checking dicks.
The governor has the authority to call a special session.
Oh, God.
They say Patrick could pile pressure on the governor by halting a measure currently in the Senate that allows several state agencies to continue functioning. So somehow the power that the lieutenant governor has in Texas,
yeah,
he can get them by the nads,
right?
And force the governor,
pun intended,
force Abbott, although Abbott, I think, is way into this also.
Oh, that, why wouldn't he love this?
To go ahead and bring this new session. But that's going to cost taxpayer money. I mean, what about this fiscal responsibility?
What is about it, small is it fucking
that
government?
Big of a, an, are they going to be able to spin it being that big of an emergency that they got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring these assholes in to vote on this ridiculous law?
The only thing they could do to spin it is to do the most heinous thing and make a case that there are lots of trans people out there molesting, you know, your young straight children.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to demonize these people to fucking pass this fucking law, which is, I mean, that sucks.
Right.
That's fucking bullshit.
Few minutes left here in the big show. Lieutenant, lighten it up a little
Dan.
Bit.
Lieutenant Governor Dan sucks.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed.
Oh, yes.
We haven't had this in a few minutes. No, so I've got a couple of stories that done piled up here. Let's talk about this one. This was in the,
I'm sorry, the clock radio alarm was going off in the background. I didn't know how to turn it off, this fucking thing.
Yeah, why is the clock radio in? I've been moved into the office, by the way.
My Bluetooth speaker ain't working, Governor.
Oh, it's got a speaker.
Right, so I'm using the audio out, plugging into that, and I don't know how to turn that fucking alarm off, so.
Dana Point, California.
Hello.
Here in the state that we are.
Yeah.
Bad English.
Who in the fuck is getting in the water in California?
Sheriff's helicopter had to warn a group of paddleboarders to get out of the ocean after they spotted more than a dozen great white sharks.
Oh my God, a feeding frenzy.
Along the Southern California coast.
Let me get my fucking surfboard.
There's a video online from Orange County Sheriff's Department showing a school of sharks swimming around near several people in the water near Dana Point.
What'd you do today? I went swimming and a shark ate me, and then my parents had to fucking identify my fucking body.
Imagine this. You're hanging out at Dana Point.
Yeah.
Even if you're just floating there.
Sure.
All of a sudden, a helicopter flies over you with a loudspeaker says, you are paddleboarding next to approximately 15 great white sharks.
I would shit my pants.
We are advising you to exit the water in a calm manner. The sharks are as close as the surf line.
So don't put your fucking fingers in the fucking water, idiots. God, who the
Then they issued advisories and all that shit.
On a paddleboard, dude. Is that what you stand up on?
I think so, yeah, right?
Oh, my God. How do you keep your balance after getting that fucking news? And there's a helicopter over you.
And with all that shit in your pants.
Oh, my God. That's the one time where I think maybe you should have a gun. I mean, if you're going to paddleboard, you got to have a way to defend yourself against a fucking shark. Just shoot it. Oh, my God. Is there shark mace?
Let's flip over to the other coast.
Flip over.
And this headline says,
fuck you.
They've got a massive 3,400-pound great white shark.
Oh, fuck this.
That they're tracking.
Where? Not in Pensacola, Florida.
They call her Mary Lee, a huge great white shark that was tagged 5 years ago off Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Is back in the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, good, guys. We're in luck.
About 300 miles off the coast, so she's not really in close. She's 16 feet long.
Hey,
3,456 pounds she was tagged five years ago.
So they tagged her and they didn't do anything else, like, you know, fucking just capture her or something, or fucking.
Well, then what do you mean?
Well, I don't know, man. How do you feel? You're on a paddleboard and you're like, oh, that shark's been tagged. So somebody's just tracking this motherfucker.
I mean, as it's taking my leg off, I'm noting scientific
right
sacrifice I'm making.
Yeah, I just think you could have you know, instead of tagging it, you could have taken it out of circulation. It is. I mean, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but we're talking about a 16-foot fucking shark.
That's a big fucking shark.
Do we need that in the water?
Well, yeah.
For what?
Why not? Why do we need to be in the water?
Explain it to me while I'm getting eaten by a shark.
Why do we need to be in the water?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, we don't have gills. This ain't Water World.
Right. Yeah, I'm fine with this fucking shark.
Even, and nobody's safe anywhere because.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got to crank through these. We're going to end this. This is at. A diver was conducting maintenance at a zoo aquarium in Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, fuck.
Was bitten by a 4-foot sandbar shark. Got a finger. Oh. Got bitten in the finger.
Oh, shit.
They're not sure why it bit the diver. Well, right.
He was in the fucking tank.
It's a swimming dinosaur.
I wonder if that diver gets out. The guy who cleans the tank. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I am killing that motherfucker.
Can you imagine the family sitting there looking through? Because it's always fascinating they feed him and everything. All of a sudden, it's got.
Oh, I tell you.
Ripping a diver to shreds.
This is what would happen.
Horrible.
This is what would happen. Nobody would do anything. They'd all take out their iPhone and they'd watch this guy getting eaten by a shark. It would occur to no one to call someone to help. And the guy would fucking die.
maybe somebody would leap in.
No, I don't know.
And save him.
Not the Republicans.
I've got a couple more. We'll save these for tomorrow. We'll do another tease. We'll also switch species.
Ooh.
Or phyla or whatever. We'll change animal types.
Oh yes.
I've got some animals, and then we'll also go off the latest report on the world's sharkiest beaches.
Fuck this.
In the world.
Hey, all of them. And guess what?
There may be some in Florida.
It's Pensacola, isn't it?
Tune in tomorrow, Thursday, for Crab Diving Live, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Tide Coast. Don't forget we're on iTunes. Don't forget we're on Stitcher. Please leave us good reviews and all that shit. Spread the love. Spread the crabs.
Right.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. Screaming Liberal Media.
Right.
Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RadarComedy, @RadarComedy on the Twitter, or @RadarComedy on the Instagram, or go to RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great freaking evening.
I'm
back
a pioneer.
Tomorrow, everybody.
I'm an explorer.
The beach, Mom.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.